Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When the Massachusetts Senate approved increasing the sales tax this week, it earmarked $275 million for transportation, a system in debt and disrepair that both the House and Senate have promised to fix. Both chambers are hammering out final details of a major transportation reform package. A key goal is to save money in the long run, but there are increasing questions about whether a reform bill might actually end up costing the Commonwealth more. WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty is here to explain. Good morning, Meghna.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, Meghna, the House and Senate, as we said, have transportation reform bills. They're in conference committee right now. Both chambers' bills would consolidate state transportation agencies into one super authority that is expected to be more efficient, but there are concerns that it might end up costing even more.
Right. Back in 2007, the Transportation Finance Commission identified $2 billion in cost savings, with the greatest part of those savings in personnel, in other words, reducing the workforce, lowering wages, trimming benefits. The problem now is that neither the House nor the Senate bills, as they currently stand, specify how many transportation workers they would cut. And on top of that, the bigger worry is that the consolidation might actually have an effect of increasing wages overall.
And why is that?
Well, both bills call for the Massachusetts Highway Department and the Turnpike Authority to be fused into one agency, as you mentioned. The problem is that engineers, for example, get paid more at the Turnpike Authority than they do at the Highway Department, and sometimes thousands more for the same type of job. Each agency has its own union, so if you bring everybody under one roof, theoretically you could save money by leveling wages downward. But Mike Widmer of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation says that's wishful thinking.
It would have the opposite effect, namely driving the highway department wages up closer to the turnpike authority wages. So in the end, we would be paying more through this transportation reorganization.
And the problem, Widmer and others tell me, is that the unions have no incentive to bargain down, of course. And the specifics around collective bargaining in the new superagency just aren't clear. And also, by not specifying how many jobs the state would cut in this big consolidation, we could end up in a situation where we have the same number of employees getting paid more.
Hmm. And we've heard a lot about benefits. Governor Patrick wants MBTA employees to be pulled into the state health care plan. Now, wouldn't that be one way to help cut costs?
Yes, it would. However, the House and Senate reform bills are actually divided on that. The House wants to pull all MBTA employees into the GIC, or the State Group Insurance Commission. The Senate just calls for a feasibility study. Beyond that, there's a tremendous long-term issue of retiree health care benefits, and that's specifically at the T. Right now, T retirees don't have to pay anything for preferred provider plans or PPOs, and finance experts say that if retirees were moved into an HMO plan and had to pay some kind of premium, it could save the state $1 billion over the next 20 years. But right now, neither reform bill tackles this issue.
Hmm. So wages and benefits. How about the actual condition of roads and bridges? Any cost savings there, Meghna?
This was actually really interesting. I mean, you'd think with all our transportation agencies under one roof, as these bills propose, we'd have a more streamlined planning, bidding, and construction process. And that could actually save money. But people in the construction industry are worried that the opposite might happen, that a super agency might be less efficient than some agencies we have now. I mean, for example, Mass Highway has reduced the time it takes to award contracts from 200 days down to 50 days. And John Porbay of the Construction Industries of Massachusetts says they're worried that a new superagency might take much longer to award bids.
You know, our industry is a very, very capital intensive one. So we like to know when and what it's going to cost. And without that certainty, we have to put protections in to protect itself.
And so, Meghna, how would that affect costs?
Well, simply put, the contractors say they'd be forced to push their bid prices up to account for uncertainties in future materials costs. And sort of big picture here, Porbay's concern centers around the governing structure of the proposed superagency. I mean, the House reform bill calls for a 5-member surface transportation board. The Senate wants an 11-member board to run the agency, and so there are worries about accountability and inefficiencies that might come through political infighting, which we've already seen, for example, with the Turnpike Board.
And speaking of the Turnpike Board, State Transportation Secretary James Aloisi is head of that board, and he has said that the Pike is going to raise tolls on on July 1st if some kind of reform package isn't before the governor. So basically the clock is ticking.
It is. And not only do drivers face a toll increase, but the MBTA says riders could face severe service cuts and fare increases as well. So lawmakers are feeling the pressure to enact significant reforms and also come up with new revenue. I should say that Senate and House leadership and Transportation Committee members didn't respond to my interview request, by the way. But it is also important to note, as you mentioned, that the two transportation bills we've been discussing are still in conference committee. And everyone I spoke with, lobbyists and advocates who are in contact with lawmakers, also said they feel hopeful that their concerns have been heard.
So the folks who are raising these questions, Meghna, about whether this consolidation might be less efficient and more costly, what does it look like in terms of a looming solution? Is there one?
Yeah, there is actually. And even though this is an incredibly complicated issue, it seems that everyone I've spoken with says that largely the solutions rest around dealing with personnel, with collective bargaining, healthcare benefits, and the number of employees working for transportation agencies.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date, Meghna.
You're welcome.
That's WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty reporting on the status of proposals to reform the transportation system in Massachusetts.